Matt Sullivan here to remind you to stop putting screens on your gutters. Better to schedule a free estimate with the local experts at Gutter Helmet so you stay off the ladder. Visit gutterhelmetindy.com. With Gutter Helmet, you'll never clean your gutters again. gutterhelmetindy.com.
You've got something that you would like to talk with Kevin about?
Well, yeah. So, Casey, you're going to decide whether this was all above board and I'm just making too big a deal out of this, or if Kev was, well, committing a party foul last night.
So okay, what do you do?
I'm watching the State of the Union, and just randomly, you know, I would say of the three apps, the one I overwhelmingly use the least between Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram is Instagram. Mm-hmm. And I get a notification that I've got a direct message on Instagram.
Okay.
And then I see it has come from an account marked uno.gold. I'm thinking, this is weird. Mm-hmm. Okay. And so I open it up, and it is a video of Kevin's favorite band, the Viagra Boys. Mm-hmm. And the lead singer, now I don't know, Casey, if you're familiar with the Viagra Boys, but the lead singer is this like totally out of shape guy with a beer gut who keeps his shirt off on stage the entire time. He is tattooed basically from head to toe.
Wears a cowboy hat.
Yes, it is part of his MO that he is not, it is not like seeing Robert Plant circa 1975. This is this guy's shtick is mm-hmm. he's incredibly out of shape and he wanders around stage with a cowboy hat and sunglasses and a beer gut and a shirt off. And so I responded something funny back to the Uno.gold account. And then the Uno.gold account responded to me again. And then it dawned on me, I'm freaking talking to Kevin. And so I texted Kevin and I said,
what are you doing?
Why are you doing this with me on Instagram? Why wouldn't you just text message me? Because you control the Uno.gold Instagram account.
Well, yeah, see, I don't see what the big deal is. Because I saw this video that Viagra Boys posted on Instagram. Mm-hmm. It was of a fan in the front row at their concert handing the front man a shrimp.
But it's fine.
It's a funny video and everything. But yeah, that was on Instagram. So I figured, you know, you would like to see that. So I did a direct message on Instagram and sent it to
you.
So
rather than go to the text, find the video, attach the video to the text, you just went through Insta.
Yeah, no one does it that way. But then you were saying that it was weird that I sent it from the Uno Gold page and not my personal page.
Because it was like I was having a conversation with the band, mm-hmm. when in reality I'm having a conversation with Kevin, and it is as though Kevin has cloaked himself in some sort of secrecy, hiding behind the band, and it dawned on me, like, this is Kevin!
Yeah,
it's not the band! It's you!
We don't follow each other I don't follow you from my personal account.
Yeah, I don't want to have anything to do with your personal life and what other heathenistic actions you're out there running around. I want a plausible deniability.
Yeah, work life, personal life, uh-huh. we keep it separate.
That's weird, right? That Balance. He was trying to present as though I'm having a direct conversation with a band, when in reality it is Kevin, and I could just have the direct conversation with Kevin.
Were you under the impression at any point in the conversation that it was somebody else from the band?
No, because Kevin controls the account, but it took me a moment to, like, I was having a conversation with the band, and then I realized, no, I'm having a conversation with Kevin.
Okay, here's the deal. Kevin was working effectively and efficiently.
Yeah.
So you should give him props for that, actually, instead of picking on him. Because had he just texted you, he'd have to go find the video, and attach it, and then send it. This way, he eliminated steps.
Here's the thing, though, Kev. From this point forward, I'm refusing to have any conversation with the Uno.gold account directly. If you need to correspond with me, you as Kevin McNamara will correspond with me.
Because you mentioned like Rolling Stones earlier as like a comparison. Like it would be weird if the Rolling Stones were like messaging
If
you.
Mick Jagger was your buddy, let's say Mick Jagger was your buddy, okay, you are a producer or whatever in the music business, and you knew Mick Jagger, and then Mick Jagger were on the Rolling Stones, I don't know, I assume they have an Instagram account, direct messaging you, like that would be weird.
No, that would be super cool.
But he wouldn't be doing that.
I would show everyone.
Because,
oh my gosh, Mick Jagger just DM'd me.
Oh my gosh, I'm having a conversation with the Rolling Stones. No, you're having a conversation with Mick Jagger, who just happens to have the password to the Rolling Stones Instagram account. So, Kevin, the new rule is, if you want to send me Viagra Boy stuff, I think that's great. You know, I'm totally into your music and all the things that you do. Mm-hmm. You have to do it directly with me. No more band Instagram DMing.
I don't understand this at all.
Well, it's the rules.
I'll let it go, though.
It's my life, and I'll I'll do what I want.
He makes up rules as he goes along.
Apparently.
Hey, by the way, if you'd like to hear some of Kevin's band's music, you can find that on the Kendall and Casey Spotify playlist. Just look up Kendall ampersand Casey on Spotify. And that's who you're listening to now on 93 WIBC.